When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
Welcome, everybody, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Well, forget, folks, the old saying, April showers brings May flowers, because from now on, it's April trials brings me smiles, because... How many left? Is 88 charges left? Okay, so despite 88 criminal charges, Donald Trump has faced zero consequences. It's been one delay after another. But that's about to end, because right here in New York, in the hush money case, the judge won't delay Trump's criminal trial to wait for an immunity ruling.
Let's go!
The best part is, it's a criminal trial, so Trump has to be there every day. Starting April 15th, we get to see Donald Trump having to see Stormy Daniels testify about having to see Donald Trump naked. Your Honor, for reasons that will soon be all too apparent following her testimony, I'd like to submit into evidence this baby Bella mushroom. Know what I'm talking about, if you know. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but thanks to Trump, our politics are getting just a tad heated. In fact, a new PBS NewsHour, NPR, Maris, Starbucks, Egg Bites poll found that 1 in 5 Americans think violence may solve U.S. divisions. When reached for comment, 1 in 5 Americans said, "You want to go, bruh? You got a problem? Because we can settle this right outside with some Muay Thai." Personally, I, Stephen Colbert, stand with the majority, the 4 out of 5 Americans who choose nonviolence, and I proudly say, sure. I'm never gonna stop you from applauding me. And I say, 4-on-1, we can take these guys. Go get daddy's bat. You wanna go, bruh? The stats break down like this. 28% of Republicans believe violence could be the answer, compared to just 12% of Democrats and 18% of independents. Really? Who are those 18% of independents? I don't really strongly feel committed to any particular ideology, but I am willing to kill for whatevs. Trump himself has taken every angle he can to try to weasel his way back into the White House. He's even pressuring the state of Nebraska to change how it awards electoral votes. Always a bad sign when your campaign strategy is to bully individual states. Hey, more like old Hampshire, you dusty bitch. Now give me all your electoral votes and go back to 69ing Vermont. Oh, I bet Ben and Jerry like to watch. Nebraska's electoral system matters because many believe the election will be so close it could be decided by the single electoral vote from Nebraska's second districts. Okay? In other words, this is a complete and total...
Hey, Steve!
Hi, Brian. It's my writer, Brian Stack, everybody. Brian... what's up?
Well, I couldn't help but notice you were talking about Nebraska. You know what they say about Nebraska?
What's that, Brian?
No, I'm asking. Do you know what they say about Nebraska? Because the writers and I are trying to cook up a real Cracker Jack joke. And if you know anything about Nebraska, we could probably write the joke to play off of that. You know, for your monologue.
Brian, I'm doing the monologue right now.
Perfecto. We'll put our noodles together, get you something great. Big laughs, major joke. Right up in HuffPo for sure. I'll be back in 1 hour.
Brian Stack, everybody. Thank you, Brian. Very kind. He tries. He's well-meaning. In world news yesterday, the oldest man in the world died just weeks before his 115th birthday. Our condolences to the family of Juan Vicente Perez Mora of Venezuela, seen here sitting. Mr. Mora credited his long life to working hard, loving God, resting on holidays, going to bed early, and drinking a glass of aguardiente every day. Aguardiente, I've never heard of it, but I want it. Give me the life juice right here. Here we go. There we go. I have a proper export. Cane neutral spirits. Okay, there we go. I feel older already. Don't go far with that. Now, now that Mr. Mora has passed, the organization that certifies global oldtitude, the Gerontology Research Group, said they're currently working to find the world's oldest living man. Currently, the two top contenders whose birth dates are being verified are Gisaburo Sanobe of Japan, born November 6, 1911, and Brazil's Josias de Oliveira, born October 21st, 1911. And wait, I'm being told we have aging news. This morning, and this is true, while we were working on this script, the news broke that sadly, Gisaburo Sanobe passed away at 112. We mourn his passing and celebrate our new old champion, Brazil's Josias de Oliveira. There he is, Mr. Oldest Man. Now, we do not yet know what he credits his long life to, but I'm going to take a stab in the dark and say, delicious daily bottle of Bud Light Lime. Oh, yeah. Really washes away the aguardiente. Do you like that? Do you like my embouchure there?
Pitch.
Yeah.
Strong.
Living at all, of course, requires a bit of luck these days. Just ask my colleagues in Oregon at KGW8, Eugene's news leader.
You've got to see this. A Eugene man is lucky to be alive after narrowly escaping an incident that could have been out of a movie, really. A 4-foot concrete saw came loose at a construction site and went flying toward a nearby convenience store just seconds after the man walks in.
Wow. That is either a freak accident or that guy is the target of a very inefficient assassin. Damn it, if the saw blade didn't work, I just need to get him with a runaway houseboat. Now to get him near the canal. For more on the story, we turn to KEZI-9, Eugene's news commander.
Just for some height comparison here, I'm about 5'9". You can see right here where the top of the blade is would have been right here. At the beginning of my torso.
Which means it could have been a real tragedy or the world's fastest bris. The man. The man who survived the close call told reporters, I don't think I would have survived even being touched by that thing. I need a beer. I'm still shaking. It's 9:00. I'm not going to work today. Wise choice. Beer. Wise choice, citizen. But I have to say, if you're getting a beer at 9 a.m., you already weren't going to work today. Oh, there's news from Britain, a place I have no comment or feeling about, where a man has pled guilty to the theft of a solid gold toilet worth $6 million from Blenheim Palace. How do you sneak that out past the guards? Sir, I'm afraid I'll have to check your bag. Did you bring this golden toilet from home? Yes, very good. Cheerio. There you go. This 18-carat toilet was part of an art exhibition, and the toilet itself was titled America. meant to comment on the economic disparities in the U.S., or as the artist put it, whatever you eat, a $200 lunch or a $2 hot dog, the results are the same toilet-wise. To which everyone who's eaten a $2 hot dog said, no, my friend, no, they are not.
They're very different.
Back over in tech, we have an update about the Apple Vision Pro headset, the number one tool to deliver a purple nurple in the metaverse. Now, Apple has introduced a way to hang out with friends or colleagues who are also wearing their Vision Pros. It's called Spatial Persona Avatars. Unfortunately, they are really creeping people out. See, it's a exciting tech innovation that will have workers saying, fine, I'll go back to the office in person 5 days a week. Apple says the goal of these avatars is to make collaborating and hanging out feel more natural in the Vision Pro. Yes, it's clearly the most natural way to spend time with your colleagues. I mean, right, Lewis?
That's right, Steve. As natural as playing my guitar. Darn it! Tim Cook!
We got a great show for you tonight.
More Late Show Pod Show after this.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Airplanes. For decades, they've been considered safe. But lately, it doesn't feel that way. We all remember back in January when a door plug flew off an Alaska Airlines flight after key bolts were found to be missing from the plane. Then just a few weeks later, a United flight was forced to land after a passenger noticed the wing was coming apart. I know, shocking, that it wasn't Spirit Airlines. And that wasn't all, because in just the last month, a tire fell off a United Airlines flight after takeoff, damaging several cars. Another flight was forced to make an emergency landing due to problems with the hydraulic system. A plane experienced a fire in the left engine. And then just last week, a flight had to turn around because the contents of one of the plane's toilets flowed into the main cabin. So, if you think airplane quality has gone down the toilet, you're wrong. It's actually coming up the toilets. But if you're nervous about flying right now, please don't worry. There are other air travel options. According to one expert, hot air balloons are the safest mode of aviation, which is why I am proud to bring you a message from The Late Show's newest sponsor. Are you afraid to get on an airplane? Then why not travel by Whitlock's hot air balloon?
Hi, I'm Steve Whitlock.
And I'm Stephen Whitlock. We're brothers.
But the fraternal kind. You may recognize our balloon from jigsaw puzzles.
Or motivational posters.
Or just from looking up.
airplane quality is declining, but anyone who says our balloons are unsafe is full of hot air.
Good one, Stephen.
Thank you, Steve.
The most dangerous thing that happens on hot air balloons is the occasional seagull. Seagull!
Balloon travel is also fair. There's no first class or economy, just one class. Basket.
Also, one bathroom. Basket. Seagull! No need to worry about loose bolts. Our hot air balloon relies on the time-tested security of wicker.
Yep, nothing breaks this. Just put it up here.
Hot air balloons can take you any place you need to go, as long as that any place is downwind.
Due west. Could be Bali. Or Albany. Only time will tell.
Want in-flight entertainment? Stephen here remembers most of the movie Ford versus Ferrari.
Matt Damon is working on a car. It's either a Ford or a Ferrari. I forget which one. And then the Batman drives another car, and one of them wins something.
Hey, no spoilers. Tell them how to book a flight, Stephen.
Will do, Steve. Just draw a big X on the ground, maybe out of rocks or something. And we'll try to land there. Be patient, though. Hot air travel takes time.
We were born up here.
Our parents left us in this basket with nothing but a set of adult-sized clothes and a third for the sky.
Seagull! So, book a flight with Whitlock's hot air balloon today.
We accept all major credit cards.
Or just conversation.
We're so lonely. Oh, we forgot to mention, you can smoke weed up here.
There are no laws.
We'll be right back with Steve Buscemi. Seagull!
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.
Welcome back, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen. My first guest this evening is an actor you know from some of your favorite movies, including Reservoir Dogs, The Big Lebowski, and The Death of Stalin. He's just directed a new film called The Listener. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Steve Buscemi. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Thanks for coming back. Always lovely to talk to you.
It's always great to be here.
We had your friend Tim Blake Nelson on the other night.
Yes.
He had some nice things to say about you and working with you. What comes to mind when you think about working with him?
Well, I first worked with him over 20 years ago. You know, he's a brilliant writer and director. He did a movie called The Gray Zone back then about the Holocaust, and and Auschwitz. And we were filming in Bulgaria, which, have you ever been there?
I've never been to Bulgaria.
Yeah, it's an interesting
Lovely.
Place. It is, yeah. We were in Sofia mostly, but the countryside is beautiful. And the crews were great, and the people were great. And I, you know, sometimes when I go to a place like that, I wonder if I'm going to be recognized or not. And
right, how big are
how
you in
big
Bulgaria?
Am I in
exactly.
Bulgaria? Yeah. And I pretty much wasn't. And then, but one day I'm walking around, and this like group of teenagers were following me.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, yeah, these young kids are hip, you know, like they know me.
They
know?
Get it.
And so one of them stopped me and they said, are you Mark Anthony?
The Latin heartthrob singer,
yes.
Mark Anthony.
Yeah, yeah.
J-Lo's ex-husband,
yes,
Mark Anthony.
That Mark Anthony.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got.
Do you get that a lot?
First time. I've gotten Willem Dafoe, I've gotten John Waters, you know, that I understand. I didn't get it. I had to break it to them that I wasn't. They walked away disappointed. And then when I got back to New York, I went to my local coffee place in Brooklyn, and there was a new guy working there. Give him my order, and he looks at me, and he says, has anyone ever told you, you look like Mark Anthony? This is true, absolutely.
Really?
And I said, well, wait a minute. I said, you know what? I was just in Bulgaria, and these kids thought I looked like Mark Anthony. And he looks at me, and he goes, I'm from Bulgaria. Go figure. I don't
wow.
understand it.
Now, you're considered one of the great character actors, but you've also been a big lead. Here you are as the lead in Boardwalk Empire on HBO. How, Maestro, how, I asked, is it different playing a leading man as opposed to a supporting role?
I mean, the work that I put into it is the same. And on a show like that, I mean, it really was an ensemble, you know. So even though my character was the lead, I really felt like it was a team effort. And that's what I really enjoy is, you know, working with other actors. But I've learned, you know, like throughout my career, like that it's important to get roles that mean something to the story. This way you don't get cut out. Which is one time.
Have you been cut out a lot?
Oh, yeah. And in one period of like a year and a half, I was cut out of three movies. One by Stephen Frears, The Grifters. One by Woody Allen, Alice. And one by Gus Van Sant, Even Cowgirls Get the Blues. So they were all like, you know, they were kind of, they were supporting roles. They were just like, One or two scenes each, but in the end, I guess they weren't as important to the story. So after that, I started to think.
So you shot it? And
oh, I made them. Yes, I showed up for work. I got paid, and then and they cut me out.
Do you know who they would not have cut out?
Who?
Mark Anthony.
That's right.
He wouldn't have put up for that. No way.
But then I learned, you know, all right, to try and get parts where your character is important to the story. And then after a while, I just tried to get parts where I wasn't killed.
And that's another good one.
That's another, yeah.
If it's written in that you're killed, you know you're getting cut.
Yeah, well, yeah. And then when I got Boardwalk, so the character was based on a real guy, Nucky Johnson.
Okay.
And I did the research. He lived a very long life. And I thought, great, I'm not, you know, I think I'm going to be okay. And then I get the first script and I see that they changed the name to Nucky Thompson. They fictionalized the character, and then I got worried.
Well, leading men often show up on the posters, but you have, of course, showed up on the poster. Look at this. This is Armageddon.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is your character, Rockhound.
Rockhound, yes.
And I love, everybody had a different tagline or something?
Yes.
Yeah, like...
Well, like Bruce's was, he did it for the honor, and Liv Tyler was, she did it for love, and Ben Affleck's was, he did it for her. Will Patton, he did it for his country. And then it was me, it was Rockhound. He did it for the money. Now, at the time...
It's honest.
At the time, I was, you know, I had only done pretty much independent films.
Yeah.
You know, and there was even a website that said I was the indie king, you know. And so I was a little, you know, like, wow, that's a little too on the nose for me. Like, did it for the money. Like, and then they wanted, they had these posters of, you know, each character that they put up. And I actually called my manager and I said, could you ask them not to put them up in my neighborhood? I don't want to be walking my son to school and seeing my face on a bus saying, he did it for the money. And the studio had said to my manager, this is the first time I've ever got a request from an actor not to be on the poster or not to have his poster up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Did they take it down?
They didn't put it up in my neighborhood.
Oh, that's nice.
Did, yeah.
That's very pleasant. Now, you recently did something that I know is fun because I did it many years ago. You were a guest on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yes. There you are. That's you and Larry David and the late, great Richard Lewis in that scene. I had a brief but fun part.
I remember.
What was your experience like?
I loved it. You know, I've been watching this show from the beginning, and as you know, there's no real script. It's just an outline.
And you just got a piece of paper that said, this is what your character will or will not do.
Right.
That was
right.
What I was, yeah.
Yeah. And so I knew the story, and there were certain things that we had to hit, but otherwise you're just improvising.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, you know, it's always so surreal when you come onto a show that you know so well and love. Mm-hmm. And then you're in it. It's like being in a dream. And Larry David, I love. But to work with Richard Lewis, too. And I told Richard, I was once booked on David Letterman. And I didn't make it on. They came to the dressing room and they, very solemn, they said, we're sorry, you're not getting on tonight. Richard Lewis ran too long. So I got to share that with him. And he was horrified, but... but yeah, it's the best show. And I have to thank Susie Essman for getting me on the show. We were at a New Year's party together and I was trying to be subtle about it, you know, saying, so this is the last season. Hmm? And she says, wait a minute, you've never been on the show. And I went, why no? Why do you ask?
Funny you should say.
And she got me on the show.
She
called Larry and the producers and lo and behold, she got me on.
We have to take a quick break, but okay. Stick around. We'll be right back with more Steve Buscemi, everybody.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Back with the director of The Listener, Steve Buscemi. You've now directed a new movie called The Listener, starring Tessa Thompson. What's it about?
Yes. So The Listener, Tessa Thompson plays a home helpline worker. And it's what they call a warm line. It's not a crisis line. It's basically for people to call if they're going through something or if they're lonely and if they just want to talk. And she works the night shift because that's when most of the calls come in. And it's peer-based, so she's been through a lot herself. But they're not supposed to reveal that. You know, she's just basically there to listen and help if she can. And
I understand you called one of these warm lines.
I did, just to, you know, it was sort of at first in the name of research, even though I felt weird calling, you know, doing research.
Yep.
But actually, I hadn't directed a movie in years, And I get very anxious anyway when I direct films. And one morning I woke up almost having this panic attack and nightmares. And I went, I don't need a reason, you know, to do research. I really need this. And I called the number and just started talking about what was going on in my life at that moment. And in 2 minutes, I swear to God, I was weeping. And the person on the other end was just so supportive, and she was so generous and so sweet. And after, you know, 10 minutes of talking to her, I felt so much better, and I could go on with my day.
Well, we have a clip here of Tessa. What's happening?
Yeah, so in this, you know, they're not supposed to break protocol, which is revealing too much about themselves. But Tessa gets one call where she feels that it's necessary to reach this person. And so that's a little bit of what's going on in this scene.
Jim?
Well, I'm not supposed to go into personal details. It's against policy. I will tell you this. I've done my share of drinking and drugging. And I've been to jail.
Have you?
Unfortunately, yeah. Not for a long time, but I have a rap sheet. Would probably scare off a few neighbors if they knew about it.
So now you're trying to share the wisdom.
Oh, I don't know that I have much wisdom, but something like that.
Steve, it was lovely to see you. Thank you so much for being
here. Thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate it. Thank
the you. Listener is in theaters and on video on demand now. Steve Buscemi, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me? You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount+.